Hello, CrossFit Linchpin. Monday, August 23rd, 2021. If you've been around for a while, thank you. Thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, welcome. I hope you have a blast. I think you'll love it. We've got a fantastic community. Be sure to get involved in our private Facebook group. Don't worry if you hate Facebook. So do I. It's the only great thing on Facebook. You'll love it. Take my word for it. And if you are brand new, well, then what you need to do is pause this video and watch the other video. Well, there's two others actually you should watch today. But first, watch a video that says New to Linchpin. Watch this first. Because if you don't, then everything I'm about to dive into won't make sense to you. So just go ahead, check that out, then come on back. We're going heavy today. Going heavy with the back squat, with a devious and effective and beautiful rep scheme we've done before. It's a ladder. Two reps, then 3, 5, 10. 2, 3, 5, 10. And the other video, which you should watch today, is how to approach heavy days. It covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all that good stuff. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113. There's a YouTube video attached, but you can also listen to it in a podcast if you want, but great info to help your heavy days. Last time we did this exact rep scheme for back squat was January 1st. I've got it as 2020. Is that accurate? January 1st? Not January 1st. Why can't I read that? Stand by. I'm going to get you the right information. January 4th. Let's go January 4th here. Stand by. Make sure I've got the accurate information here. My screen is updating. Stand by. Okay. Yes, January 4th is accurate. 2020. So go back in your app, check that out, see what you use for loading. The goal for this is you're actually going to stick with the loading you intend to use for the sets of 10 reps across the entire workout. So that might sound confusing at first, but trust me. So pick the weight that you feel will be appropriately challenging but possible for the two sets of 10, and that's what you stick with. And you're like, well, okay, but the first set of two is going to be really easy. Correct. And the next set of three, well, that's going to be pretty easy as well. Correct. And you might take less rest between those two sets. And then you're going to get into the five. And okay, well, you know, I'm planning on doing a 10 with this, so a five's still okay, but I take a little bit of rest because it's a five. And then you're like, okay, well, now I've got to face this set of 10, but I've done a two, a three, and a five, so now this set of 10 is a little harder than I first thought. I'm going to take a decent amount of rest. Then you get the 10, and then all of a sudden you have to do it again, and that final set of 10 is an interesting experience. So stick with your, that's the way you're supposed to do this workout. We've got a video showing the back squat and super fitness robot loading for this, holding 75% or more of your one rep across the entire workout. More likely is 55% or more of your one rep. Scaled option, still the back squat, but what we did, we kept the rep scheme, but we chopped that last set of 10 off. So it's 2, 3, 5, 10, 2, 3, 5. That's the scaled option. But if you do the math on the prescribed workout of the day, it's deceptive. It's 40 repetitions of back squat at that significant loading. So it creeps up on you. You get in a lot of volume. Limited equipment option. No barbell, but they've got dumbbells. We assume a pair of 50-pounders for men, a pair of 35s for women. But if you have different dumbbells available and they make more sense for you to use, have at it. Limited equipment crew. 4 rounds, not for time. It's a heavy day. Of 10 dumbbell squats. That's with both dumbbells. Then dumbbell walking lunge, 10 meters. Then 8 to 12 Bulgarian split squats on the left leg. 8 to 12 Bulgarian split squats on the right leg. That's considered a round. You rest 2 minutes, do it a second time. Rest 2 minutes, do it a third. Rest 2 minutes, do it a fourth. So again, it's not for time, but we're giving you that rest between each as well to make sure that you really are treating this like a heavy day should. Video showing the dumbbell squats, the front rack lunge, and the Bulgarian split squats. You could also do that walking lunge in the hang as well. No equipment workout, no equipment at all, just Mother Earth. Not for time, 50 meters of walking lunges, 50 air squats, 50 meters of walking lunges, 50 air squats. Simple, effective, that's going to get it done. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. You do not need to do a single piece of accessory work your entire time on the planet. You'll be fine. But if you so choose, here we go. Both pieces are, I give you options today, and it's a choose your own adventure. And if you can do everything safely and effectively, then I would choose the one that's most outside of your wheelhouse because the variance will benefit you. So the first either or is either barbell glute bridges, 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps, or 50 to 75 medicine ball cleans, 20 pounder for the men, 14 for women, performed in as few sets as possible. Both of those movements have a video, and again, it's not both, it's an either or. The other either or is for the midline. Either accumulate 1 to 2 minutes of the good old-fashioned L-sit, there's a video showing that, or sandbag or D-ball bear hug static hold. 3 to 5 minutes you choose the load, and it's just what it sounds like. You're just bear hugging that object out in front of you, and the midline burn will become very real very quickly. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch, as well as the foam roller for the back and lats. Both of those have videos. And the final thing today, this sentence is at the end of each day's training, and we mean it. Remove ego, embrace scaling. Be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. That is it. Welcome, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout, and we have a named classic CrossFit benchmark.